Jerry Bader Show, 935-406-1360, 888-455-1360. Just throwing this out there quickly before we get onto the topic I started before the news. Six Washington Redskins trademarks were canceled by the Patent Office in a ruling today. The ruling was made because the terms were found disparaging at the time they were registered. 50 U.S. senators have urged the team to change their name. I just started reading the ruling, so I may have more to say about that. Probably not today, but that came out of MarketWatch, the Wall Street Journal's product, MarketWatch. All right, just before the news, I shared a couple of things with you. Story about a 9-year-old girl who has already received an actual, she received an actual official recruitment letter, right, Jason, for a college. Bill Goss wrote a piece in the Green Bay paper on Sunday talking about this phenomenon where University of Miami has sent an official recruitment letter to a 9-year-old girl. And she has made a campus visit already. Goss's column points out that third and fourth graders are now ranked nationally, soccer, basketball, and maybe other sports. I think this is an incredibly dangerous trend because I think it turns children into commodities. Now, Jason brought up the point, or actually a parent brought up the point, but Jason found a 10-year-old who just graduated high school because of his high IQ. I think that's dangerous, but I don't know that it's quite the same thing. But I also, I don't know that it is. Here's an argument that you can make that someone who is vastly advanced intellectually to their chronological age does need to be challenged, or their intellectual abilities will atrophy. An athlete also needs to be challenged. That, I think, can be done, however, without having them talk about college. I think there are ways that you can introduce a child to a more competitive environment than already setting them as being ranked. I think it's extremely dangerous. But here's the bigger thing. I think this ruins youth athletics for all kids. Parents have already been off the deep end in some cases. Now that colleges send recruitment letters to 9-year-olds, this is going to be all about the future and not about now. Childhood has been shrunk too much already, with kids being introduced to sexual images and whatever else in society. There is no innocence of childhood anymore. Now we're going to start worrying about a child's collegiate opportunities in basketball at age 9? You don't have a problem with that, Jason? I think what it does is it takes childhood away from all kids, because it's not going to be fun for kids who don't have that opportunity. It's already going to be a recruiting ground for those who do. And here's another element I haven't thrown in here. You wonder why professional athletes are spoiled rotten the way they are and think their you-know-what doesn't stink. Well, when you're told that at 9 years old, it gets pretty damned easy to believe. How are you not going to develop a completely outsized ego if you're told how great you are at 9 years old? Here's Jason's rationale. If they're doing it because they want to, then I'm cool with it. But if it's their parents making them because they do see dollar signs, then I have a problem. I disagree with you. If the kid might be doing it because they want to, but the parent is still looking at the dollar signs. And I think it really does take away a child's youth, even if they love the game, to turn them into a commodity that way. You're going to see more unhinged parents. You're going to see coaches not wanting to get into youth sports because it's already seen as a feeder league, and it's not going to be any fun for the kids who just want to have fun and may not even play high school in basketball, basketball in high school, let alone college. They're nine. Let them be kids. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. Jason says, I have a young son who's really good at wrestling. Should I stifle him, not allow him to go to camps, get him taught to be the best wrestler he can be because it's sport? No, I didn't say that. I never said that. No, I didn't. That you're completely taking it out of context. If your son gets ranked, I don't think that's healthy for him. If you were to have colleges come talk to him, I don't think that's healthy. Making all kids as good as they can be, that's fine. But even if they're not going to go to college, as good as they can be, this is going to become exclusionary for kids who don't necessarily have a chance. And 9 and 10-year-old should be for 9 and 10-year-olds, not for potential superstars. And if it becomes for potential superstars, kids who may not go on. I have a nephew who's very good at basketball. He decided to focus on swimming instead of basketball in high school. Should he have been? I'm just telling you, those kids are going to start getting excluded from this. Paul on the road. Paul, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. I've been dealing with this, I guess, from a standpoint, kind of like you're talking, where the kids are no longer able to really enjoy, I think, what they're playing. I've got three kids that are pretty good athletes in sports right now, and they're already 9, 11, and 14, and they basically have been almost steered or, you know, told that they almost need to choose at this point. When I was their age, you went and you played a different sport every season and had fun, you know, whether it was baseball and basketball and football or whatever it was. Now, my oldest plays basketball 10 to 11 months out of the year. She wants to play softball. She hardly has time for it. The softball people, you know, coaches and whatnot get upset. We're going to be traveling to three tournaments here this summer for basketball that there's going to be 600 college scouts looking at them, and she's just getting out of eighth grade.
See, that pressure is ridiculous.
She's a great athlete, and she has a chance to make varsity this year, but it's even stepped away from the schools now where, in reality, you have to be on some kind of a club team or a traveling team away from school now to be able to excel and whatnot. And it seems like that's where all those scouts and everything are going now.
For a college to be sending recruitment letters to 9-year-olds, in my opinion, Paul, at that age, it should be for the fun of it. And you made a good point. The controversy in recent years has been that at freshman age, you know, 14-ish, we're asking kids to lock into one sport. Now we're going to do that at 9?
Yeah, and that's ridiculous. And I hate the fact that she's almost locking in already because she could be good at other things as well and experience other things. She's, you know, she, academically, she's a 4.0. She's got all these other opportunities to play other things as well, but it's the way it's set up now, they're not going to really allow her to. She loves basketball, which is fine. That's what she wants to do. She would love to play in college, and that's all on her, not on us. But I feel she's going to be missing out on other things over the years here. Unfortunately, that, you know, I got to experience and others got to by being able to broaden your horizons to other things.
Paul, thanks a lot for the call. As one who was not involved in athletics as a child, I will tell you that I can see the benefit of it and what I missed out on, and that it makes you a well-rounded person, provided just, you know, I was in academics and not athletics, so I was missing something. Those who focus mostly on athletics and don't worry about the academics are missing something big, because academics overall for your entire life are more important unless you are going to be the next LeBron James. And even then, they should still be important. What we're doing is turning it into an opportunity for adults to see what they want to see in kids. And I don't have a problem with working with and maximizing your potential, be it academic, physical, or anything else. But no kid should be, and not even a brainy prodigy, should be thinking about college at 9 years old. I just don't think that they are developmentally, emotionally ready. Eric in Hancock. Eric, go ahead.
I have a unique perspective on this because I was one of those kids. I'm originally from the Cincinnati area. And, you know, in the sixth grade, I had my first 40-point basketball game and all that stuff. I was with a coach. My high school coach didn't like it. We were in a split city situation, and I was from the wrong side of the tracks, if you will. But I jumped out of that high school, went to another one, and when several schools found out, I ended up being recruited by other high schools in the area to come and play when they found out that I was leaving that school. That was legal in the, actually in Northern Kentucky is where I'm from. But my life really didn't begin, and then I just quit sports because of, you know, indecision and yeah. Exactly what you're talking about. My life got better when I finally quit. I was a B student, then I went to an A student, then I'm on the other side of the tracks because then I ended up graduating when I was 15 from high school, but and started at the University of Cincinnati that very year. But you're absolutely right. My life did not get better until I just stepped away from it all, and then I became normal.
There, and see, normal, the operative word, Eric, thanks a lot for the call. There is so much pressure that just necessarily is going to be visited upon kids if this trend continues to grow. That it is just to be looking that far down the road. And what if you don't live up to expectations? Then your life is over at such a young age? Take more calls on this in a few minutes, and I have an email or two to read. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. We do only have up until 10 o'clock on this. So if you want to get in, call Jason right now, and we'll get you in. We can't carry this over after 10. So if you want to weigh in on this, and I've got a pretty good email to share, we'll get to that in 3 minutes. It is 9:48. Well, it now looks official that my weight loss on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions is going to be about 65 pounds. I bounced around between 65 and 68-ish. I actually, even though I didn't want to, I shouldn't say I didn't want to, I wasn't trying to lose weight anymore. I continue to lose weight because I've started exercising a lot. But now I've settled in at about a 65-pound weight loss, and I continue to moderate and add some things back into my diet, my daily intake. Those are the types of things you learn from Dr. Lipman on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. My wife had another exciting day on the scale today. She's got to be close to 30 pounds now lost. It's working for her. It did work for me. It can work for you. Call Dr. Jason Lipman today, 920-268-1386. 920-268-1386.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.